The following is sponsored by Friedland Industries.
Hi, everybody. This is Scrapponomics, and I'm your host, Michael Bass, with Friedland Industries. Let's get started. We do not inherit the Earth from our ancestors. We borrow it from our children. Origin unknown, but first cited by Wendell Berry, an American activist, thought to be a Native American proverb. Every year, the Michigan DEQ holds an Earth Day event. This is the first year Friedland will have a table, and we're pretty excited about it. Actually, the event is on April 21st from 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at Constitution Hall in downtown Lansing, so by the time this episode airs, we'll already be there. What we're most excited about is the opportunity to bring something different to the table than what Earth Day eventgoers are likely used to seeing, economics. As you know, if you listen to Scrapponomics every week, we take a lot of pride in explaining how the environment and the economy can go hand in hand, rather than to battle with one another. Since there may be a lot of kids at the MDEQ's Earth Day event, we're going to have a lot of hands-on samples of primarily metals and paper. For example, we'll show the difference between ferrous and non-ferrous metals, and have samples of paper that has a gloss coating versus paper that has plastic on it. On the outset, one may think that learning the difference between ferrous metals and non-ferrous metals is too advanced for little ones, but you'd be surprised. We experimented with this at last year's Be a Tourist in Your Own Town, and kids totally got it. For the adults, we can go into more advanced explanations about how recycling is really about scrap commodity values, and how it needs to be done cost-effectively to work correctly. Again, we're really excited to be involved this year. If you're in the Lansing area today, stop by Constitution Hall and say hi. Tune in again next Thursday at 8:45 for Scrapponomics, Understanding the Fundamental Economics of Recycling. To learn more, go to recyclelansing.com.